Kick It with me, Angelina, your host of Tideline on Wednesday nights, 5 to 7 on KRNN. I play a diverse mix of Americana, country roots rock, and southern swamp stomp. I often have musicians stop by for a chat and a song in the studio. That's Tideline Wednesday nights, 5 to 7 on KRNN 102.7. All right, it's Wednesday, and it's the middle of the week. It's hump day, and I am here. I'm here, ladies and gentlemen, to get you through to the end of the week. This is Angelina, your host of Tideline, here on KRNN 102.7 FM in the capital city. And joining me tonight, I've got such a treat for you all. You're going to be so excited. I have Liz Snyder in the studio with me tonight. Say hello.
Hello.
And this has been something that I've been looking forward to. I think about a year we've talked about having you come on the show. So
yeah, it's been a while.
Well, you know, all in good time, no problem. So, Liz, I saw you perform at Folk Fest last year. Very impressed. I think you were one of the last sets of that night, and I was like, I got to check out her stuff, and totally not disappointed. Your stuff was really, really cool. Really blew me away. So I'm very excited to have you here, and. So tonight we'll chat a little bit with you, get to know you a little bit more, and play some stuff, some originals, maybe a cover. Sorry, folks, we're not taking any requests. Maybe later in the show. But so tell us a little bit about your singer-songwriter. You're from Juneau.
Yeah, born and raised here, and I've been playing. Well, actually, been writing music since I was about 14 or so. So I guess almost 10 years now. But I've been getting into it a little more in the last three or four. So
I've seen. I think I just started kind of following you on SoundCloud, and you've got several really great
tunes. In there.
Yes. So, I guess what would you like to start? You want to start us off with something?
Yeah, I think I'll start off with a cover. It's called "Our Own Pretty Ways" by First Aid Kit.
Okay. Oh, I like First Aid Kit.
Yeah.
They're a great band.
They're one of my big influences for sure.
Very cool. Okay, here we go, Liz Snyder.
Let's not spill the truth. It's easier being alone. Your shadow of the old, and I want something new. You've quit dreaming again, I can see it now clear. But I wake up every morning with a big black and a let's take this for what it is. You tell me you have changed. We all change in our own ways and our own pretty ways. Ooh. La da 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 da. Ice is melting fast, but you're not pulling down the brakes. You'll start drinking again, I can see it now clear. How you wake up every morning with a new bird in your peaceful town once was a battleground. We all change in our own ways, in our own pretty ways. Even in our poly state, someone dares to demonstrate. We all fight in our own ways, but nothing ever changes.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
That was
clear my throat.
We got Liz Snyder here in this KRNN studio if you're just tuning in. And what was the name of that song?
That was Our Own Pretty Ways by First Aid Kit.
That's right.
Swedish sister duo.
Yeah, I think they're fantastic. Yeah. I think I played one of their new tunes last week or so. They're just, I love their sound. So speaking of First Aid Kit, what are some other what other influences?
Let's see. I would have to say Johanna Newsom. Johanna Newsom definitely inspired more of my style.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
Yeah, I like her a lot. The first time I heard her, I went back to all my songs and re-sang them.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I kind of changed it around and tried to sing like her and just experimented with my voice and came to what I have now. So, yeah.
That's pretty cool. So, are there any other musicians or style of music or anything that's kind of piquing your interest lately that you think, oh, I might kind of, or that you're thinking down the road you want to try or get into, experiment with, or?
I don't know. I can't. Yeah,
I think what you're doing right now sounds amazing.
Yeah, I'm happy. I'm happy where I'm at right now for sure.
Okay. So from last year you were in Folk Fest, from what you did last year and then kind of throughout the year, maybe I'm assuming you're writing more since then, maybe you're kind
bit.
Of a little bit
yeah.
more.
I have a few more songs, not too many.
It's, yeah.
Takes a while. It's a long process. Yeah.
So as far as kind of your songwriting process, it seems like they're based on pretty personal experiences and
the more recent ones. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
But before, I was just writing them out, like, in the woods and, water.
Yeah. Well, this Juno's definitely pretty...
Missing Juno. Yeah. Snow.
Yeah, it's an inspiring place.
Yeah.
Great. So, do you you want to go ahead and maybe talk about the next song that you want to play? This is original, right?
Yeah, it's one of my first songs. It's called Garbo Has No Say in This.
Oh,
I wrote it probably 3 years ago.
I like this one.
Yeah, this one's fun.
Okay, here we go. This is Liz Snyder, and she's going to sing one of her original tunes, Garbo Has No Say in This.
Follow me down the interstate. We're running late. Follow me down the trail. I'll go. I'll tell you how it's told. We counteract too. We can react to. We could kill it all. Thank you. We counteract to, we can react to, we could kill it all. Oh, we could get it on together. We could get it on together.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Carson Dorn Incorporated, working with individuals, businesses, and agencies to find innovative solutions for a wide range of environmental and engineering needs. Carson Dorn Incorporated, cleaning up Alaska's past, building Alaska's future.
Be part of a great week of local music and festivities. Take part in the upcoming 38th Annual Alaska Folk Festival, April 9th through the 15th. The festivities will air live in its entirety on KRNN 102.7 FM with streaming at krnn.org. That's live coverage of the Alaska Folk Festival starting at 7 p.m. each evening and noon on the weekend.
The live KRNN broadcast is sponsored in part by Rainbow Foods and the Generator Theater Company.
All right, this is Angelina, your host of Tideline here on Wednesday night here on KRNN. And joining me in the studio tonight, we have guest musician Liz Snyder. And that was a beautiful song. I like that
you.
One. I think you performed that at Folk Fest last year.
Yeah,
yes,
I
remember. And the name of that again for everyone?
Garbo Has No Say in This.
I like that. Greta Garbo fan?
Yeah, I am, actually. I love Greta Garbo.
She's fantastic. So tell me a little bit, you're performing also this year in Folk Fest with a couple of...
I don't have a solo set, but I am doing two group sets, one with a buddy of mine from Ketchikan and one with another friend of mine from in town, a local musician here, Clam Soup.
Cool.
And yeah, I'm really excited about that.
Very nice. So are you playing some of your tunes? Are they things that you guys kind of together?
We're going to play mostly other songs. With Clam Soup, we're going to play his songs. And then with Patrol, we're going to do a cover and then do one of his originals, one of my originals. And it's just going to be a mix-up. So
cool. Yeah. So how has that maybe changed as far as like the songs that you play that are your originals? How, I mean, obviously you're adding other musicians, but how has it maybe morphed kind of...
Beautifully, actually. Yeah.
You're like, it's terrible. No, it's fantastic.
It's really fun. It's really fun to hear my music with more than just what I've written.
Kind of a bigger sound.
Collaboration, yeah.
Excellent.
Someone else's input. Yeah, it's really fun.
Very cool. Great. So what do you want to play for us next?
I'm going to play a newer song. It's called Smalls.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Smalls. So tell us a little bit about this one. What was... What's the inspiration for that?
Relationships and such, being frustrated and
okay,
but in love at the same time. Just you don't know what to do. So
okay, great. Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
All right. This
right
is
on.
All right, Liz. Take it away.
All righty.
Spend a day in your brain, sorting through images of 10th grade bio and dreams of San Francisco. Oh no. Spent a week with your bones, tangled within mine. Oh, your femur, oh, your spine. I'd found a leopard inside who told me we don't exist. I'd found a leopard inside. well, me, I exist and I'm pissed, and I'd rather melt into the earth and become ground. Walk on my palms in school, I didn't want to be around. No, I wasn't enough at all, but I still want some more. You're killing me, Smalls. You really, you're killing me. When I play, I never look up. Unaware of my surrounding scenery of silence and screams. Strength of your gaze, and I envision both sitting in forests of what God is imagined to be, and I envision both sitting in forests of what God is imagined to be, and me, well, I exist and I'm pissed, and I'd rather melt into the earth. In school, I didn't want to be around. No, I wasn't enough at all, but I still want some more. And I envision your calls, but you're killing me, Smalls. You're really killing me.
My name is Keith McCoy, and I'm playing Walter Lee Younger in Perseverance Theater's production of A Raisin in the Sun. Lorraine Hansberry's story of the Younger family still reigns as a powerful exploration of the value of family identity and obligation in the pursuit of the American dream. This is the play the New York Times said changed American theater forever. A Raisin in the Sun runs March 9th through April 1st. For more information, visit perseverancetheater.org or call 463-TIXS. Play big at Perseverance Theater.
All right, here in the KRNN studio with me is Liz Snyder, and you just heard another amazing song. You are very talented. I'm really enjoying this concert in here in the studio. Yeah, this is great. I know when musicians come in here, they're always excited. They're like, wow, I like the padding in here. I can hear everything.
Yeah, I can hear everything. It's amazing. I want one of these rooms at home.
I know. So the name of that song was Smalls, and that was one of your newer ones.
Yes.
So, Liz, tell me, people are listening tonight, and we're also recording this, and we'll put it up on the KRNN website as well so they can hear this all over again and enjoy your music. But where else can people find you? Do you have, I know you have some music out on SoundCloud, right?
SoundCloud, and I have a Bandcamp page.
Okay.
It's just my name, Liz Snyder.
bandcamp.com. Okay.
And there are those four songs on there for free download. And that's about it as far as online stuff goes. I'm working on recording some more stuff, so.
Great. And then on SoundCloud, what's your
Liz is.
That's right. So Liz is on soundcloud.com. You can hear several of your samples, and I know you're not playing it tonight, but I loved that version you did. I think you call it Babies.
Yeah.
I won't even sleep
a little baby.
Yes.
Yeah, that one was really fun to record.
It's beautiful. I know. It's like, oh my gosh, that's so like, where art thou, oh brother, where art thou?
Yeah.
Okay, so lizsnyder.bandcamp.com.
Yeah, I think that's it. Or you could just Google Bandcamp and my name and it'll come up probably the first thing.
Excellent. And then what about, I know once in a while you play shows around town, like I think you've played at the Alaskan recently.
Yeah, I play open mic as often as possible.
Okay.
And I actually have a band that we just recently formed and we've been playing open mic too.
And what's the name of this band?
We're called Baked.
Baked.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And we played the halftime show at the last roller derby bout. And
awesome.
We've played a couple house shows and mostly open mics. But yeah, it's really fun to, it's like a different persona for me. Like Liz rocking out versus Liz like singing slow, sad songs.
So when you're rocking out, are you maybe not so sad about
the
song?
It's a completely different person almost.
That's great. That's got to be kind of a fun experience.
Is. Yeah, it is.
Very cool. Okay. So of course you're getting ready for Folk Fest coming up, and you said you have two shows or two different groups you're doing.
Two different sets. Yeah.
Okay. Do you know what nights?
I think Thursday at 9:15.
Okay.
And then Sunday at 3:15, 3-ish. Yeah. I'm not sure on that one completely. But.
Sunday at 3:15. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I can put that out there on when we when I do a little update on the website. We'll archive the show so folks can hear you again. And then also just let them know when you're playing. And, you know, I think after tonight they're going to want to know where can they see you play again. So this is great. Okay, Liz, you got another one for us, right? Another original tune?
Yes, original. This one doesn't have a name yet, but it's about the same type of deal. I just went on a writing spree after, so.
Great.
They all go together.
All right. Well, who knows? Maybe maybe our listeners will have an idea of a name, but okay.
Yeah.
We got Liz Snyder with an original tune that is yet to be named. And I'll never
fake and it's walking right out the door. I woke the dawn expecting the best. Oh, what was I thinking was really gonna last? Oh no.
Programming support comes from Alaska Wilderness League, featuring Tour the Tongass, a project designed to connect travelers with local businesses who support sustainable management of the Tongass. More information at tourthetongass.org.
Okay, that was Liz Snyder, and if you're just tuning in, we've had a very lovely little concert with you. So that song you recently wrote, right? And
yes.
Doesn't quite have a name yet. But,
no, it doesn't. Any suggestions? I have no idea.
I was enjoying just listening to the lyrics. I didn't really come up with a name yet, but
yeah, no.
That might be something to throw out when you're doing like an open mic night.
Yeah, throw it out.
Yeah, throw out
That's
a name.
That's a good idea. Maybe I'll do that.
Have the audience vote. We could do like a whole contest at the Alaskan. That would be fun.
That would be awesome. Might
and,
try that.
Yeah. I think that'd be really cool. So, and then you also, before that, you played Smalls and Garbo Has No Say
yes.
in This, which you
Garbo
wrote as well.
Yes.
And then also a cover song by First Aid Kit. So it's been wonderful having you in here. And so I guess, so your Bandcamp page, does that also kind of list when you have shows coming up and kind of like when you're going to appear, or is that just...
No, it doesn't. It just has the music, and that's
okay.
It's pretty old, like three years old. So I have a Facebook page that I sometimes post stuff on when I'm playing, but mostly I don't really.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine. I know I've seen you on, anyway, I see little posters and flyers up now and then when you're playing around town, and always let us know here. We can always let folks know, but... That was great. I really, really enjoy your music.
That was really fun. I'd like to come back again and
absolutely.
Play some other songs.
We'd love to have you back here. That's one of the things we like to do here at KRNN is really find and showcase local talent. And that was awesome. So, you know, it sounds like you're going to have fun at Folk Fest playing with,
Definitely.
Collaborating with different musicians.
Yes, very
and
excited. Looking forward to that.
I'm looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
I know last year when you did your solo set, I was just like quietly like, wow, that was awesome. And then also you've got a new band, so I'm sure we'll see you around town.
Yeah, definitely. We're about to explode, so.
Excellent. They're ready to pop, people.
Yes.
So. Liz Snyder, thanks so much for joining me
Thank
here.
Thank you very much. It was
and,
a great time.
Yeah, so I think we'll let you mosey on your way, but we'll kind of move into the rest of the show. And tonight I've got coming up, we've got a few more messages from our let me just play a few things for you and that are happening here in the community.
Vibrant choreography, powerfully beautiful, breathtakingly athletic. All describe Thodos Dance Chicago, now celebrating its 20th season. See this contemporary dance ensemble's appealing style in Juno on Saturday, April 7th at JDHS Auditorium. Tickets at the Jack, Hearthside, and online at jahc.org. This concert is sponsored by KATH-TV. Thodos Dance Chicago, limited only by gravity.
Okay, you are tuned in to KRNN 102.7 FM. This is Angelina, your host of Tideline here on in the capital city. I think it's time to do a little quick check-in on our weather report. It looks like, looking out the window, it's still mostly cloudy. It looks like for tonight, a chance of rain, lows around 36, and then Thursday, pretty much about the same as it was today, mostly cloudy, which, you know, that means there's a chance of sun. There is a slight chance of rain, highs around 45, and then tomorrow night, same forecast, mostly cloudy, chance of rain, and lows around 34. And then for your weekend forecast, it looks like cloudy with a chance of rain sticking around, highs around the mid-40s, and lows around about 32. Okay, so we just had Liz Snyder here in the studio who just did